This is your source for profoundly interesting news briefs. Guitar Business Radio presents The Shorts. Well, appropriately, I have a few short news briefs to include today, the first of which I imagine that at least half of you have already heard about, since by the time you hear this, it might have been a couple weeks ago. So, Yamaha has acquired Ampeg, which for many of us is like one of those really legendary companies we grew up with, in as much as they were founded in the mid-40s. That would be in the last century. And to the best of my knowledge, I never owned an Ampeg amp, but I was also not a bass player, and certainly that's where much of their focus has always been. But the interesting part of this for me is, of course, the strategic sense of the deal. We all know that, or at least most of us know, that Yamaha acquired Line 6 a few years ago, and I do own some Line 6 products, but what seems significant here is that they just recently formed a new subsidiary called Yamaha Guitar Group Incorporated, which will be managing Ampeg along with Line 6 and their existing Yamaha guitar and bass product line. So to try to get a little bit more information on this, I picked up the official Yamaha press release. And keep in mind, I've written many hundreds of press releases in our business, so I tend to read these in a bit more critical way. But here is the only paragraph in that release that was even partially sensible to me. And I'm going to read it to you verbatim. It says, "To respond to the broad-ranging customer needs, Yamaha will now combine the capabilities of the three brands, namely Yamaha, Line 6, and Ampeg, and based on their technology and know-how, will not only proceed with the development of new products that are attractive and individualistic, but will also work to implement efficient and fast-moving marketing activities based in the United States and realize further growth in the Yamaha guitar business." Okay. I'm telling you, to me, that was the best paragraph. And I also know that if I wrote something like that for one of our clients, I might be shown the door. I don't know who wrote this release, but I would assume it's either their agency or someone in-house. In either case, this is a big company. They can afford talent. But I would maybe guess that 8 people sat around a table and debated the wording of this release for 3 hours. And that's what they came up with. And I'm serious. That was the best paragraph. So you may be wondering, why am I ranting about their press release? Well, first of all, because I can, because I'm in that business, among others. And I read a number of other accounts of this story and watched a few YouTube videos about it. And most of them used excerpts of this terrible release. And that's my opinion. But one video reviewer actually read the entire release from top to bottom, including all of the superfluous data. It was awful. Don't do that. In any event, it will be interesting to follow this new entity and see how they present it to the market differently than in the past. And we'll keep you posted with our view of it, you can be sure. Oh, and by the way, I know I said there would be a few news briefs to talk about here in the shorts today, but unfortunately we've run short of time, so we'll have to wait until next week for those. But now, for something completely different.